Dennis, how you been doing?
I've been bored out of my mind, Caleb. This has actually been a lot of fun to get back and do it again today and to find out that I still remember most of it.
Now, your Mackinac experience goes back at least 25 years, if I remember. You were honorably, not officially, but you're an old goat in my book because you've been covering this for this week, 26.
We were trying to come up with a name for it. Just Jason Michalak did come up with one, but it's not one that we can use on the air.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
But yeah, this will be 26 for me, but this will be 96 straight for Bayview, which it just boggles my mind that when you consider everything, I mean, COVID-19 is not the first time that the race has been challenged. You go back to World War II when, quite frankly, the materials used for sailboats were being used by the military, and you're being asked to donate these things. And they had a race, I believe, in 44 or 45, where only 20 boats took place in it, but they got permission from President Roosevelt to have their race, and so they did. So from 1925 consecutive through to this year, this will be the 96th straight Bayview race, and I think that that's a mark that's they're very proud of. I'm sure if they felt they couldn't do a race this year, they would have stopped the streak. But I feel like they're doing everything that they can to make it safe for the people who want to participate. So let's have fun. Let's have a race.
And, you know, that's what we're trying to do here. We're outside. We know that you're much safer outside than inside. And we're double the distance apart that we would normally be if we were doing the broadcast out here. I feel like we're doing this about as best as we can. We haven't had a lot of opportunities to get out of the studio and to be able to see some of these folks face to face for what is maybe the first time in months is really nice. So I'm glad that we're able to pull it off. Thanks to our GM, Scott Shigley. Thanks, of course, to Paul, who's actually back in the studio right now. You, Dennis, and everything you do with the race reports and you know, the starting line coverage, which is tomorrow. And, you know, it's going to be a weird race. It's definitely going to be the most different one, but I'm glad that we still have something. Like, this is the one thing that didn't get canceled this year, and I really like that. It's great to still have it, because this is familiar. Even though there's no carnival and no music downtown, it just seems natural to be down here today.
You know, yeah, it's kind of a little morale booster to finally, in my case, I really haven't been out much since this whole thing began. Katie, my wife, is doing nursing, and so I get doubly pampered at home and have to be extra cautious about everything that can go wrong. And so it's just really nice to get out. Me and sunlight don't normally get along, but I'm happy to see some sun today. The breeze has started to pick up a little bit. That's nice because it's getting a little warm.
It is a little hot. A little hot is an overstatement. It is just hot. So if you do come downtown, we've been hearing all morning long the recommendations, you know, drink plenty of water, get hydrated, stay in the shade. That's where we are. We're in the shade right next to the Zebra Bar, what we call Dockside, which is technically the West Quay Street parking lot, and we're kind of looking out over the Black River here. Dennis, in your history of the Mackinac race now, do you think this is going to go down in the books as the oddest one, the weirdest Mackinac race, or have there been other anomalies out there?
Well, here's the thing. This will be the smallest one because, in general, you're around 190 to 200 boats. It's been my experience. And they've had races of over 300 boats before. So it'll be a smaller race. This isn't the first time they've used just one course. There have been times in the past where they had problems with Cove Island, and they've tried different courses, and they finally got the Cove Island marker back. But there was a year or two in there where everybody did the shore course. The complaint about that was the bigger boats finish so quickly when it's just the shore course. So that won't be different. It's been a few years since we've been in this scenario, but that won't be that much different. I still think the race to beat will be 85 when they had the big storm and the yacht Tomahawk sank. Those stories will never go away, and those stories will never get old. This is unique, and we'll talk about it. We'll say, hey, remember when we did the 96, then only half the boats could go because of COVID.
Yeah. No, I'm glad they're doing it, and it's the race that won't be killed, you know? I called it earlier this year when we were talking about it. It's the cockroach of all yacht races.
Well, I guess they don't mind being called old goats, so they won't mind being called cockroaches.
I do have to thank another entity here, Flagship Community Federal Credit Union, who's sponsoring the Dockside. They've been a sponsor of this for as long as I can remember, Flagship Community Federal Credit Union. So thanks to Steve Scandalito and the gang there for helping support this and being the reason why we're able to do an event like this and be out Dockside on this Friday before the Mackinac race. Dennis, I'll let you go. I know you're getting pretty warm, but we'll hear from you tomorrow at about 11 o'clock in the morning for that starting line coverage. Thanks, Dennis.
We'll get it going, and we'll have a good race this year regardless.
It's been great seeing you. Great hearing from you, too. And you can also catch up with the race reports. Basically, for the next several days, you'll be hearing a lot of those race reports on all of our stations. Dennis anchoring that coverage, letting people know once the boats get started, he'll update us on the progress throughout the day until they get to the island, probably sometime Sunday or Monday, most of the fleet. So, yeah.
I think most of them will get there by early evening Monday. I think it'll be a usual race because the usual short course boats, there's no reason for them not to have a usual race.